What is up, guys? It is me, Ethan Shufflebarger.
And me, George Wall.
And let's get in the thick of it. What is up, guys? We're here. George, what episode is it again?
7.
And what's so special about the episode 7?
Episode 7, on average, is where all podcasts come to die. The average podcast comes to die, should I say.
But we are no average podcast.
We aren't the average podcast. We are
in the thick of it.
Absolutely. And speaking of in the thick of it, we have a 5-star review for the episode right here.
Who does it come from?
This review, of course, 5 stars, comes from Chandler Ballin. And he writes...
Chandler Ballin. There's only one person that could be.
Chandler Wright, should I say.
That's right.
Chandler Wright writes, "With a pen in hand, I write this review with a tear in my eye. The beauty of this podcast is jaw-dropping. I'm honored to be a friend of these two hosts, my neighbor and my fellow European travel buddy. Have not just a great show, but the greatest show. Love you guys, 3000. Man,
aww.
Wow. Love you too, Chandler.
He loved me so much, he went and moved. He's no longer my neighbor, guys.
So, we have a lot of things to get to today. We're going to, once again, try to split it up, kind of first half, talk about our lives, and second half, talk about our lives through the lens of a question. And so we'll get to the question in a few minutes. But first, Ethan, how have you been, man?
You know, I've been pretty... I was cash money most of the time between the last podcast, but there was a point at the beginning of last week that was quite rough for me.
Oh, no.
Because my boy Jacob Page got me sick. Yeah, shout out Jacob. I'm throwing this on you because you were sick and then I was sick.
Big
and
yikes.
I got sick after I hung out with you.
Called
and
out.
That's on you, bro. That is on you. But, yeah, no, I felt like I was going to die. Even though I'm kind of a baby about that, so it probably wasn't that
it's
bad.
All right.
But I woke up Monday morning, and I was like, all right, let's go to cat class. And then I like actually felt what I felt like. I was like, let's not do that. And I fell asleep till 12.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, okay, well, this is obviously not good. Let me go to the doctor. And lucky for me, Valdosta has a pretty lit, like, I didn't realize this, but the student health center here, it's like an actual like mini hospital or whatever. It's pretty cool. Like I didn't expect it to be. I mean, I don't know what I expected, but they were like, "Yo, Ethan, listen, I'm gonna keep it real with you. We don't know what's wrong with you, so we're gonna run some tests, as doctors do, because that's their job. So they're like, we're gonna do some blood work, which I did not really want to do. I was like, I just wanted some pills and to get out of here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so. They were like, they brought me back. She tried to puncture my left arm, and she missed the vein, and that really hurt. I almost passed out. It was terrible.
Are you serious?
And she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I was like, listen, it's fine. Like, you know, just don't do it again, please. And then she took my other arm. She's like, I'm not going to do this a third time if I miss this time. And she got it on that one.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were about to say she missed it again.
No. If she had missed it again, dude, I would have gotten up and walked out. I would have been like, I can't do this, guy. You're going to kill me. Like, I'm on death's door already.
Yeah.
But then she stuck a tube up my nose to test for the flu. That wasn't cool. Have you ever had that done?
No, I have not had it. I've not had a tube up my nose.
It's not a tube. That's a little bit of an exaggeration. It's like this tiny stick. They stick up your nose, like way up there.
Mm.
It was very uncomfortable. It felt like she was behind my eyeball. But that was for the flu. And then they swabbed my throat. I hated that also. It was a very unpleasant visit, even though everybody there was pleasant. It just was not fun.
Yeah.
I did not have the flu or strep, but my blood count was low, whatever that means. That's what they told me. So they gave me some medicine. It took me the entire day. It was a terrible day, dude. I went to Walgreens. I was like, yo, listen, I need some medicine. They're like, I got you, homie. We got your insurance information on file from America. So I was like,
let's go.
What's up.
There we go.
They're like, yeah, it's 5 o'clock now. Well, guess what? It'll be an hour and 30 minutes until we can put this medicine into a bottle. I was like, that's okay. You know what? Whatever. I'll go get something to eat. Maybe that'll make me feel better. It didn't. FYI. But I wasted an hour and 30 minutes. Got back, right? Oh, yeah. Got in the car, and my charging cord for my phone stopped working. I was like, well, isn't this great? This is just a great
day. Just an awful day you had.
It was a great day, dude. Because it gets so much better. Because I get back to pick up my medicine at 6:20. I got there a little early. I was like, you know, they probably got it ready. Like, oh, yeah, your insurance information is expired. We're going to need you to re-update that. I was like, okay, I've got that on my phone. Pulled my phone out. It's dead, but I can't charge it. So I was like, you got a charger? Like, yeah, go sit at our kiosk where you can print photos and plug your phone up there. So I plugged it up, and like 20 minutes later, it finally charged to like 1%. I scribbled down all the information I could onto the back of a receipt I had in my pocket so I could, you know, just in case it died again.
Just an awful.
I saw somebody, Lauren, from the church there. She was like, hey, Ethan. I was so out of it, dude. I was like, I ended up talking to her later. I was like, last Sunday, I was like, hey, I hope I didn't seem rude. I was just really sick that day. And she was like, oh, I thought you were high. I was like,
okay. Oh, my gosh.
I was glad I went and cleared it up so that image wasn't in her head. I probably did look like I was so out of it, dude. I was so over my life at that point.
Oh, my gosh.
We got the medicine, went and parked where all my friends park, and went back into the room. I was like, hey, I can park there, right? They're like, no, that's for ROTC only. I was like, oh, so I have to go back out there and move my car. So then I moved my car, and then I fell asleep. And you know what? I had some weird dreams because I took some NyQuil. I didn't know. I couldn't distinguish reality from non-reality.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
It was so weird, dude, because I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, how long have I been awake? And I was like, oh, my gosh, none of that actually happened. And it took me a while to figure out what was going on. Then I fell back asleep.
That's
yeah.
crazy. What a day,
that was
man.
A little bit of a, yeah, that was a little bit of a, you know, rant.
Awful.
And I needed to get that off my chest because it was, I made it through. And now I'm better.
You're better.
So
the Lord provides.
Yep. So in sickness and in health.
Wow. Well.
But yeah.
My
other than that, it's been pretty good. How's
quite,
yours?
Was it quite as brutal as that one day? It sounds like you had enough pain in
it
that
really,
one
honestly,
day for like
it was a rough day, but it wasn't months. Like the end of my life, dude. It was all right.
What'd you, so you, you don't even know what you had? Like
genuinely, I just like, I thought it was like the flu or something because my whole body hurt.
Yeah.
And like I had a sore throat and the rumbly tummies, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand that.
And it just was rough. It was just a rough time.
Yeah. So they don't know what it was. Well, sucks.
I mean, I'm here now.
You're so. Here. You're good. Well, my week, past couple weeks, not a whole lot incredible has happened. But there have been a few, I will say, new things, kind of small things that have happened. Number one, today, Chick-fil-A, number 57. We are really on top of this
Chick-fil-A.
Thing, guys. So, Mary Beth, I'm waiting on the sponsorship.
With the lemonade.
yeah, Kanye's West, Kanye. Jesus is King. That dropped since last time. That would be a great episode.
That?
Wow, anyways. but, yeah, closed on Sunday, but don't matter. It's open Monday through Saturday, so I go every other day. besides that, that's a milestone.
56.
Weather is changing, right? And
oh,
so,
yeah, it's so nice, dude.
Oh, my gosh, I hate it. No, well, I hate when it gets, like, it doesn't get any colder than 50, like, ever. But that's just my opinion. So, my roommate brought a Keurig back, because he'd had one, but he just left it at home. But he brought it back this weekend. Like, he brought it back 2 days ago. So, we plugged it up, and, bro, we've been slamming some coffee and some hot chocolate. Like, mom brought me back with some hot chocolate this weekend. Oh, my gosh. Like, I have a cup of it in my hand right now. So good, guys. That's, like...
I'm jealous.
The one thing about Quinter that's, like, that's decent is hot chocolate. But disclaimer, and you guys are about to get a very intimate detail of my life, so... No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. But a juicy scoop about George. George drinks hot chocolate... Every day of the year, almost. Like, I would say any day I'm at home that I'm not at school, like, I have hot chocolate. Like, doesn't matter the month. I probably drink hot chocolate at least half the days out of the year, I would say. That might be that. Maybe not that much, but I drink it a lot.
I've been wanting some, but, like, I don't have a mug. So I have, like, plastic cups, and I'll just...
Yeah.
Bryce, my boy Bryce, will let me borrow some hot chocolate mix because he has this big tub of it.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I'll make some. They'll just scald my hand while I'm holding it, but it's kind of like an even trade-off.
Hmm.
Him and Lucas, they have a Keurig. Like, you can use it, but I don't have a mug or, like, the little coffee cups. I don't drink coffee.
Definitely suggest. I don't know what these brand of this is. Oh, it's called Chinette. I don't know. It's C-H-I-N-E-T. But they're like, it's called Chinette Comfort Cup, but like they're disposable cups. They come in like a pack of like 18. Wow. So anyways, but they're high quality. So like they can, you know, you don't really feel heat as much through it. But mom sent me back. She sent me back loaded. Like we had apple pie. Like we were chowing down. Oh my gosh, dude, it was good. So shout out mom. Thank you for that.
Shout out moms in general.
Dude, facts. And the other small thing before we kind of hit on a couple of bigger things that have happened this weekend, Cole also brought back some LED strip lights for our room that we'd ordered.
Your little TikTok lights.
Okay, that's they're basically like
professionally TikToking.
We're basically like professional TikTokers. So no, but I mean, so obviously that's where the idea came from. But they're just awesome, man. Like I know Anna's brother Jordan has some in his room, but dude. Like, I have them on fade right now, and they just kind of fade to different colors. It's awesome, man. I'm bumping, quite honestly. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, your room has the awesome lights, and my room has the broken AC still. Guys, we should also be keeping an account of, like, you keep your Chick-fil-A account. I should keep account of how long it'll take before they fix the stupid AC.
Like 45 school
one
days.
One thing, it'll take so long. It's never going to get fixed, I bet. But, like... The one thing I can appreciate about the weather is we've left the window open like the past 3 or 4 days, and it's so nice. Like it's the cool wind just flows on into our room.
A cool crisp breeze blows over the horizon.
Dude, it is so nice. I'm one with nature when I'm sitting there. It only sucks when it's like, you know, 6 and a fire truck drives by, because then it's really loud. But I'm like, that's some nice.
Yeah, instead of loud, it's just really loud.
Yeah, very loud. So, like, yeah, that's what I like about it. Plus, I just like, dude, unpopular opinion, I think, but cold weather is, like, the best weather. You can bundle up. I don't remember where I saw this post, but when it gets cold, you can always add more layers. But when you're too hot, you can't rip your skin off. Like, you're just kind of stuck there, you know? And that's, I think, the beauty of cold weather.
I disagree, but that's I digress.
It's okay. We can still have our own opinions, but
right?
Mine's the only valid one.
Kind of like we can disagree well. Maybe a podcast topic soon. Anyways, but yeah, so as you said that, I take off my jacket because I was getting kind of warm. First of all, let me just talk about the biggest one. Young Life placement was last night, which is Monday night, November 11th, when we had Young Life placement. So there's 10, I think there's 11 of us freshmen this semester, which is kind of crazy because total Young Life leaders, I mean, that's about half of the total. Or something like that. I'm not entirely sure. But we have like 11, and so I think now the total is maybe at like 30 or something. I don't really know. Anyways, but so we had a placement last night. It was awesome. A lot of fun. I was placed, drum roll please, at Ace Charter School. And I am super pumped, man. That their club is a lot of fun. And it's like the Ace Charter and Howard students. And so they both go to this club, and so that's when I'll be at, and I'll be going to, like, lunch at that school, and I am super pumped, man. And also, shout out to Keely. She was also placed with the Ace Girls, so she'll be going there as well. And then Josh Self, he is an MGA student here in Macon. He is a freshman. He went to Howard, but he got placed at Ace, and so we're kind of like the three freshmen that got placed there. We doubled the Ace total count. Of leaders, or like triple, I don't double. I think we doubled it, and So we're excited. I am super pumped about that, guys. So I can't wait to share about that, about the people I get to meet. Maybe some of them will start listening to the podcast. I don't know.
That's the whole reason, I think, like, you know, I mean, you know, we can cut this part out, but you totally only did it to get more followers.
Oh, absolutely. Podcast, right? Why else would I do Young Life besides
make sure you cut this out, though, because you don't want
to. No, I don't want anyone to hear this. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
This will be out. You know. Don't worry. This will be out in the final cut. Since this is getting really out in the final cut, right? Epstein didn't kill himself. We digress, but super pumped about Young Life, and it'll kind of like, we're almost done. We have like two more clubs this semester, maybe three, so not almost done, a few more, but the next semester we'll be kind of hitting the ground running, and the cycle kind of starts again. Like they start back college life and like try to start recruit more people. So we might have even more leaders. So we could end up like 15 or 16 freshman leaders, which I think is awesome at a school size of Mercer. And obviously people kind of drop as you go on. But we have our friend group, we have some really Jesus-loving people. So I'm super pumped about that. I know I said that 10 times, but I am. So aside from that, one last thing I will mention very quickly. And Ethan, I want you to finish out with your amazing stories of the week. But I met with Marlon. Marlon is the RUF pastor here on campus. I haven't been to RUF, but I met Marlon at one of the homecoming events we had last Friday night. And so a lot of the Young Life guys in my grade, so Lance, Jay, and Liam, I think Liam, yeah, go to RUF. And so I might go tomorrow. I'm not sure. So Marlon was awesome, though. We met at Z Beans, which is a kind of a coffee place in Mercer Village, and just got to talk to him about a lot of stuff, just kind of, you know, getting to know each other, and just super awesome guy. We did talk about he'd gone to Mercer, I was at Mercer, like how I got there, what I was involved with, just all that kind of stuff. Marlon is like, he is super, he's very like, he knows what to say. He knows what to say, because a couple of times I was like trying to describe something to him yesterday, and he was like, "Oh, you kind of mean like?" I was like, "Yeah, kind of like that." But very, just awesome guy. He reached out to me today to play basketball with him. I think some of the RUF guys were going to play basketball, and it was at 3 o'clock. I was recording the podcast at 3 o'clock. I was like, "Dude, I'm so sorry, man. Please don't stop asking me to come do things just cause I can't do these couple things." but yeah, so I might go to RUF, who knows? And then all that being said, I got a religion test on Thursday, so I get to study for that after I finish doing the podcast. But that's everything that important that happened to me. Ethan, do you have any kind of, concluding thoughts about your week you'd like to share?
I mean, I have a question. If you fail your religion test, like, do you just not get into heaven? Is that just how that works?
Yeah, so, well, no, this is actually Old Testament. So that would be New Testament. Like, if I failed New Testament, that would be bad. Like, I don't know what happened then. That would mean, I don't know. I'd have to do some serious talking with God, some bargaining. But, Old Testament, I mean, we just kind of cut open a chicken or a dove or something, and it'll be fun.
My God.
But yeah, so
bro, it's been pretty popping down in Valdese. We got a gaming lounge.
Oh,
apparently there was one.
You sent a picture of that
already there. Yeah, dude, it is actually. I was like, okay, you know, it might be cool. It is so cool. They have like 12 PCs.
Wow.
Air hockey, ping pong, pool, and then like a room full of consoles to play on.
Yeah,
and it's been fun. We've been hanging out there, playing some pool. I haven't gotten to play pool yet.
Yeah,
because it's always full.
Now I've seen a picture of this place or a video you sent of this place, and just to kind of describe it to the audience, like it's
a gaming den.
It's like a gaming. It's not just a den though. It's like a cavern. Like it's pretty. It's a large venue. It seemed like there was like how many PCs? Like there had to be 10.
12.
12.
There's 12.
Wow.
There's two sets of six, and it's super cool.
That's awesome.
You know, they have to have room for all the gamer sweats, because if you can't, you know, move around and
that's facts.
Air out those gamer sweats, then you're not going to be able
but
to
But on top of that,
well.
you obviously said the pool tables, and there's also a bunch of consoles. How many consoles are there?
From my understanding, dude, it looks like there's like an Xbox and a PS4 for every TV, but that might be not be true.
Wow.
Because they seem to be able to switch them pretty easily. I don't know. They have their. It's pretty cool how they have the inputs, but you can also just bring your own console. So, like, people have been bringing Switches and things like that.
Okay.
And you can bring your own console and play. So, it's really cool. But we've been playing Smash, the new Call of Duty. Jacob introduced me to Teamfight Tactics, which is, like, some league game. I don't know. I'm really bad at it. But it's fun. It's fun to sit in a gamer chair and pretend to be a gamer boy. And,
Yeah,
that's really cool. It's really cool. They had Doritos and Mountain Dew on the first day for free. I was like, that's awesome, you know. So I chugged some Mountain Dew and got to gaming. But yeah, what else? You know, just gaming in general.
Yeah,
with lads,
so
it's been
I want to like ask you one specific thing, that you mentioned beforehand. So Ethan, after a long holdout, much to my happiness, has dove into the Enneagram. And so I know there's a lot of things that you have, like, we have like lists in front of us of things we want to talk about, and we are kind of like trying to keep this episode a little bit shorter today, but I want you to talk about that a little bit. tell us about your Enneagram.
So
how about beforehand, for those of you who are unaware of the Enneagram, it is a personality test. It has 9 kind of types that you can type to. And so everyone has one type. You relate to a core motivation of that type. And basically, in my experience, it's scary accurate for me. It's not for everyone. Most people do find themselves in a number, like, kind of that fit into – not I'm going to say fit into a box, because that's not what the Enneagram is. Like, it just – it gives you kind of a framework for understanding, like, what your core motivations are. And it's also a great tool to understand other people's, like, how other people think and, like, relating to other people. That's why I like it. It's been sweeping through church culture. It is a – in some places, it's gotten scarily, like, people are, like, using it like it's a Bible. It's not a Bible, guys. I just want to say that before we even talk about it. It is a framework. It is a great tool, and it has its place. But I love it. I love it. I'm a 7 on the Enneagram. Y'all can research that if you want, but I want Ethan to talk about his type. Go.
So, I have hardly any understanding of these things.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I'd like to just formally apologize to Tyler Pennington because, we used to share a very common opinion about how Enneagrams were just Christian zodiacs. And honestly, I still don't know how I feel about them.
Yeah.
But I think I was chilling in the library, right, with Mac and Grace, two really cool friends that I've gotten to know. But I don't know, somebody started talking about Enneagrams. I was like, oh, I made some stupid comment. I was like, what's the Enneagram type that doesn't care about Enneagrams? Because that's me. And they're like, you should take the test. You should figure out what kind you are. I was like, you know what? I don't mind. I've never actually known where to take the test because, you know, there's like a billion of them and I don't know which one's credible.
Yeah.
So I ended up taking one later that night. I took it once and I got that I was a 2. And I was like, okay, well, I was stressing because I didn't know if I was answering these questions correctly.
Oh, it's stressful.
Like, I feel like there's a perception of yourself that you have and then there's like the true self. So I was like, I'll take it again. Mm-hmm. Took it again. It was literally like borderline exact same. Like nothing changed. Just, you know, it was the exact same. I'm a 2, wing 3. Mm. What does that mean? Not really sure. But what I got out of it was that my true motivation is that I want to be loved, which is, I feel like a pretty, you know, I'm okay. I don't want to diss it too much because the whole reason, like Mac and Grace were saying, maybe it's not like if it's not for you, like at least it's a chance for you to kind of maybe see into more of who you are,
yeah.
Which is actually a pretty cool way of looking at it.
That's exactly how I like think about it.
Like I'm probably not going to change the way I live. Maybe if I can find like you know, it shows you like some of your flaws possibly for that type.
Yeah.
If I see something there that I've like can identify in my life, then maybe I'll change it. But I mean, I'm still learning about this kind of stuff, and I'm probably going to continue to dig into it, but I mean, I just it's an odd thing. It's kind of cool though, because being someone who doesn't quite know exactly who they are, it's kind of cool to have I don't know, something to kind of be like, hey, I relate to that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's yeah.
It's an odd thing. I don't really have a full opinion on it anymore because all of my I told myself I'd never take one, and you know, here we are. So
well,
I'm still. I don't. What does a two do?
Okay, I think you'll find that, like, I 100% agree with all the skepticism. Like, because I consider I'm a skeptic at heart. Like, I can be as positive as I am. I also can be kind of like skeptical and cynical sometimes. Like, just in a general, from a very general viewpoint, but yeah. Especially when looking at something that's going through church culture like it is, like the Enneagram, and like how it's like some people are like just obsessed with it and think it's just like literally like the Bible, like in some cases. Now, no one like that I talk to like thinks about it like that. The common like thing before I like kind of maybe I can help you like understand a little bit about what you are, but the common thing is with the way I look at it, it's an excellent tool for knowing yourself better and for knowing others better. And the way I like to think about it is, like, we're all made in God's image, right? So, like,
yeah.
You're made in God's image. I'm made in God's image. And so, like, the more that we can understand each other and understand ourselves, the more we can understand God to an extent. I might have mentioned this in the podcast before. I don't know. But, like, not that we are God, but, like, we are made in his image. So, like, we do bear characteristics that God bears. And so, I don't know. That's a cool way I like to look at it. But it's by no means the Bible, and it's by no means, like, always going to be accurate about every single thing about your type. It's not true for me. It's not supposed to be. Like, it says, like, it's not supposed to be. It's just supposed to, like, kind of, like, nail down, like, your core motivations, which it does get right a lot of times. So, just for example, like, I'm a seven. Our core motivation is like experience life to the fullest and avoid pain. That's like kind of like the motivational need of a seven. And like, that's not necessarily like, I don't see myself that like from that viewpoint, just from what it says necessarily, that I just always want to do everything I can to live life to the fullest. But it is true in a lot of areas of my life. Like, I like to be doing something. I like to dream. I like to think about the future. And I don't like painful situations. I like to avoid pain. I do that. I do stray away from not necessarily confrontation, but like painful situations, like things that hurt to talk about, like about my own life or maybe about something that affects me or something that hurts someone else. I don't like talking about that kind of stuff. It's like a two. So like a two's core motivation is like to be liked and appreciated. And so I have a lot of friends that are twos, and twos are kind of like, everyone loves twos. Like, they're just that guy or girl. Like, they are kind, like so kind. Like, Ethan, that fits you. Like, you're a very kind guy. I can see the wing three too, because you have like a lot of like motivation to like achieve. But
yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah. And I would, Mac, she told me about, I just dropped something. She told me about she's a communications major.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, all the stuff she's been doing recently, she has to like, examine herself. There's this thing called the 16 personalities test, which, she also told me to take, and I took that. This one's so much, there's a lot to it.
ENFP?
She was like, you should, yeah.
I'm an ENFP in that one.
I'm an ENTP. So very similar.
Oh, let's go.
you know, it's cool. It's like, I don't know, it was some time for me to self-reflect.
Oh yeah, it's kinda, like, excellent.
Hey, you know,
that.
I can relate to that. I can't. I feel like I could have done, and you know, it was cool. She mentioned maybe even taking it with someone I knew pretty well to kind of like sit there and be like, yeah, I can see that in you, or mm-hmm. no, you know,
yeah.
You may think that, but your actions are more along the lines of that. Maybe that'll be a fun Thanksgiving break. Thing to
while
do
we're playing Dungeons and Dragons, yeah.
Oh yeah, guys, you're gonna hear more about that in a different episode.
All right, well,
that's gonna happen. But yeah, it's cool. I'm not. I hope I don't sound like I'm hating on it.
No,
I'm,
I don't. I understand. I like, I totally get it. Don't worry. I understand.
I'm still exploring the odd subculture that is the infatuation with Enneagram.
Absolutely.
Things like that.
Shout out Lindsey Green.
I want to know, we both have stories about mac and cheese. We both wrote it down. We really don't know what each other's story is. Yeah. It could be like the exact same story. All
right, yes. So mac and cheese story, right? Oh, boy. Okay, it's funny. We were talking about it before the episode, and Ethan's like, I got a mac and cheese story. I was like, no way. I've got a mac and cheese story as well. And so mine first. Well, 11:30, we're hanging at the lights. Like, we're halfway through hanging these lights up, like sticking them to the top of our ceiling. And all of a sudden, it's a flash. And it's the fire alarm, like, indicator thing in our room. And so, like, we're putting the lights. Cole's on the phone with his girlfriend. I'm on the phone with my girlfriend, Anna. And we just, like, look at each other like, you've got to be kidding me. So I put on my flip-flops. I grab a coat. And we went down the stairs, single file, or however we were going down the stairs. I don't even know. Out into the cold weather. I'm so glad I brought a coat. We're down there like 30 minutes. So we're just kind of sitting, we're like, well, apparently someone burned something in the microwave because it's happened before. All right. Well, here's the backstory. Or here's like the what you need to know about what happened. First floor, even side, which is our side. So the floor below us. And a guy named Devin burned mac and cheese, put it in the microwave, no water, right? All right. You know what? It happens. All right. Well, this is his second time doing it. And so we were outside like a solid 30 minutes. Not that big of a deal, but that was – so it was 11:30. People were asleep. My bedtimes were like 1 normally. So he was not real. I was awake. We were putting lights up. But that was – people weren't happy. So all my friends on the even side of the building, Keely and Isabella and me and Cole and, Elena was down there. Just a bunch of people on our side were not happy. Drew, I'm just naming names, but, yeah, but it was not a fun time. What about your mac and cheese story? That was mine.
Well, I mean, like basically same thing. I think it was like two,
two,
my boy, Bryce Currington. I knew him. And he was next door to me. Now, luckily, our fire alarm, which is probably not the smartest thing, is wired to each room. So only if you set off the fire alarm in your room, it's just for you. But it's very loud, and I heard it, and I was like, oh, crap. It's about to come into our room, but it never did. And I was like, okay, well, this is kind of lit, but what's going on? So I walked into there, and I just see Bryce and his roommate Lucas running out of the room, swatting their hands everywhere and coughing. I was like, what happened? Well, Bryce was making some mac and cheese, forgot to put the water in it, and burnt it. It was just a solid chunk of black macaroni noodles, and it was pretty hilarious. And the cop came down, and he had to go file an incident report, and they were like, when Bryce Currington at 2 a.m. tried to make mac and cheese and forgot to put water. A lot of people were not very happy. I was very happy. I was like, this is hilarious. And we all looked at him and laughed, and we were like, ha-ha, stinky boy burnt his mac and cheese. He forgot his water. How do you do that? What a fool. And it was just a good, grand old time with the lads.
That's
chilling,
so funny.
Laughing at Bryce, smelling smoke. It was a terrible smell.
Wow. My goodness.
Wish us luck later. We're going to try to make cookies in the upstairs kitchen.
That'll be a story. You know, I can't wait for that
one. Yeah, me and Bryce, two renowned chefs.
Wow.
Surely can pull it off.
Man. Well, that's kind of our 2 weeks-ish. I don't know.
The story. Put water in mac and cheese.
Put water in mac and cheese is what we learned over the past couple weeks. Both of us, separately, individually. We really had no idea of the other story until like
that's
an hour
funny.
Ago.
I figured when you said you had a mac and cheese story, it was probably going to be the same thing.
Yeah. Normally, I figured the same when you said. Oh, man. All right. So to the question of the day that we're going to attempt to answer the best we can from our experiences and from just what the Bible says, consistency, being consistent in a shifting culture, which is college.
That is college.
That's a tough question right there. Ethan kind of had this one idea. We were kind of brainstorming some ideas over text, and he sent that one. And I was like, wow, that's a good one. Let's go with it since it's kind of relevant. And
yeah, for me, honestly, I just said the word consistency and George was like, that's perfect. I was
yeah.
like, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, that.
Let's go with that. No.
Not what I expected. I was like,
no, I was kind of thinking because it's relevant in your life. And so like I can definitely, it's been relevant throughout my entire life with consistency. I have a hard time with that. So, to kind of the question, kind of like, I guess, the jumping pad. As a Christian, what does it mean to be consistent? So, maybe just defining our terms. But
for me, I mean, the core of what I was saying about, you know, I can't remember how you phrased it, but just, I guess you were asking what would be relevant to our lives right now.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, I've just, and it's not really a very deep topic for me. It's just I've had a problem staying in the Word recently.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just to be, yeah, it's, you know, it, for me, it's just hard to find, it's not hard to find that time. It's hard to find the motivation because the time is always there. I always, and if, you know, if I really want to, I always think, and I'm, you know, it's not an uncommon saying, but Kevin would always say it, is you make time for the things that are important to you.
Absolutely, and, yeah.
I mean, that's just, you know, you look at someone's schedule, you know what's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, for me, just, it was just, I was having some trouble making that time, setting it aside, to get personal. Cause you know, I can go to Bible studies and BCM and you know, the Wednesday night stuff. And on Sundays, you know, you can go to that the whole time. That's great. And that's all important. Mm-hmm. But I, personally just, you know, was having some problems with that and just, you know,
I understand.
I don't know. Could spark some conversation. So this is what we're doing.
There we go. That's awesome. So I guess to frame that, like in like with the question, so like, as a Christian, what does it mean to be consistent? Well, we're kind of referring like to quiet time, obviously. And as Ethan just said, and so like being consistent in our faith has a lot to do with our quiet time. Because that's the consistency right there. Like that is the daily. That is the daily grind. And there's other ways you can look at the question of consistency. We might touch on some of those, but that's a main one. And that's what I had written down at the top of my 2-point list. I know Ethan, I share in that. I'll share real quick. I was doing really good, especially like starting for maybe like first couple months. And recently I have been having a hard time, maybe past couple weeks of like, you know, finding motivation. Or for me, it's really just like, it's a combination of both finding the motivation as well as remembering. That sounds so bad.
That's a huge thing for me. No, I feel that.
Because like, a lot of times I'll wake up and it's 15 minutes before my class, like, mm-hmm. which is kind of what I've trained myself to do. And I've always had my quiet time in the morning. I kind of started doing a real quiet time in like, I think maybe 7th or 8th grade. And definitely not consistent, like, always with that. There have been seasons where I've not read for a couple of weeks or just had a hard time finding it. And there's also been seasons where I've just been like, you know, really on top of it. And it does fit with like my personality in that, like, it makes, like, I can understand it from, that's not saying that to blame it on my personality. No, but I do have a hard time. I can be so scatterbrained and like everywhere. And so, like, doing the same thing over and over again, the same time every day, is a hard thing for me. Like, I totally get that, Ethan. So recently that's been tough. But I was doing pretty good. So it's just kind of finding, not just like, you know, the motivation, which you know, it sounds bad to say that, absolutely, because, I mean, it's the Word of God, right? Like, as Christians, that should be, like, priority. But it is, like, to be real, I mean, sometimes you're just not feeling it. And, like, it's in those times. I do think it's in those times, though, when we're not feeling it, that we can, like, you know, God can really show us some things.
And it's funny that you say it that way. Last night, we were at our, you know, community groups, and a good friend, Drew, he said something, just or this quote I tried to take away from it was that he was told this, it's, you know, I'm gonna butcher it, I'm sure, but the basics of it was like, you know, God's bigger than how we're feeling.
Absolutely.
You know, if he wasn't, then that wouldn't make him, you know, he wouldn't be God.
Yeah,
the basics of that was, you know, the truth of God remains the same, and no matter how you're feeling, you know, there's still that truth that, you know,
yeah,
hey,
like,
kind of, you know, the ultimate reason to exist. I don't really know where I'm going with that.
No, that makes sense, because, like, in the Bible, like, when he says, I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, like, I am who I am in Exodus, like, God is, like, he is saying, like, I'm unchanging. I am not going anywhere. I'm the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And that is comforting, because we live in a culture that shifts so quickly, especially nowadays. Like, culture shifts, like, it seems like every day. And to know God better, like, it's to read his word. And so, like, when we're being consistent in the word and we're knowing God better, we're getting to know a consistent God, because, like, our God doesn't change. He hasn't changed. Even like, if you look from Old Testament and New Testament, he changed. Like, we talked about it. I remember talking about it with Ethan a little bit, or not Ethan, maybe it was Kevin, or I can't remember who it was. But, I mean, there are some things that, like, do change from the Old Testament to the New Testament, but God himself doesn't change. I mean, God is still the God that made us. He created us from the dust. And you know, Jesus, God, going to the cross and dying for our sins is once again, like, being faithful and steadfast and proving his love for us. Like, nothing about God's character really, really fundamentally changes. He's still, like, he is a consistent God. That is something so true to rest in, because, like, in our short-term viewpoints, it's hard to have an eternal perspective, especially in college, where, like, you're just everywhere one minute and the next, and things are changing, this and that, class, test, emotions, everywhere. Like, God's not changing. Like, the truth doesn't change. That was a great quote by Devin, you said? Or what's his name?
Drew.
Drew, sorry. Devin's the guy who ran the mac and cheese. Drew, yes. Okay, that, yeah. But that was awesome. That is a great way to, like, to think about it.
You know, maybe not. It's really pretty simple, you know. Don't feel like doing it? Well, you know, do it anyways. Hopefully you get to the point where that's a natural response of your heart. Is to be like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Realizing how great the God you have is. And you're like, I really want to get in the Word and use that as an opportunity to learn more about him, grow close to him, praise him. But, yeah, I mean, just for me, I guess a reminder to myself for that recently, because it can be very easy to slip into comfort and sleep in until, you know, the latest possible moment, or just neglect it for another thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
it's just something that...
To carve out that space.
I have been struggling with. If you're not intentional about it, like, you're not going to do it. I mean, that's just the fact of it.
That,
like,
is fact.
If you're not genuinely trying and striving to stay in the Word, then it's not going to happen. Like,
yeah.
It's not something that just comes... I mean, you know, for some people it may, and hopefully it is something that eventually is natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, like I was saying, you realize how great your God is and how much closer you want to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
You naturally want to spend time with him.
But yeah, the more...
I don't think many people are, you know, that's the way it starts off, where it's like, oh, this is so easy to put this time aside every day. And not only that, but to actually use it to be very beneficial instead of just going through the motions of doing it. And, like, I'm sure plenty of people have heard the whole checkbox thing about, oh, yeah, just take it off my checklist so that way I can say I did it. But,
I remember at 401, Mason, I mentioned her earlier in the episode, which is so funny. She was, we were talking about something. I can't remember what the subject was. I think we might have been in the airport on the way to Israel. But she was saying how she goes to Word Life Bible Institute, Wolby, as we call it. And she was talking about how everyone at Wolby has, like, the same, that they're reading the same thing. Like, they have a Bible study, or, like, a Bible plan that where they're reading. And everyone at the school was reading the same thing. And so, like, at any point in time of the day, walking around campus, like, someone like, hey, like, what did God teach you today in your quiet time? And so it's like a just immediate, accountability. Like, it's immediate, like.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we got the church for in our
community. There you go. Hey, that's the community right there. It takes a village, man.
Yeah. I mean, for real, you are not meant to do it alone.
And nope, you're not. Yeah.
To walk beside you and, you know, just to bounce those ideas off of each other. It's good. It's healthy. And
And to tag on to that, she said, and so, like, she started doing that plan. They send it out to them as soon as they, like, decide they're going there. And so she'd been doing it, and someone, the other freshman, they've been doing it together, FaceTiming or whatever. And it asks you, like, a few questions at the end of what you read every day and, like, you answer them. And I think they're always kind of, like, the same questions, generally. Like, how is God seen in this passage? Like, what characteristics about? Just some, I can't remember the exact questions. But anyway, she said, and this is, like, awesome. And it was challenging, too. And she said, you know, like, I had never genuinely, like, loved the Word of God and, like, desired the Word of God. But she said, like, after, like, with this plan, not that that plan's, like, the only way, but she's, like, doing it like this, being consistent in it and, like, digging into it like we have been, like, it's made me desire, like, I can genuinely say, like, I found, like, a love for the Word of God. And I was like, that is incredible. And, like, that's something that I can't say about my life yet. I mean, I love it. I love the Word of God. But, like, am I loving it to the point where it's priority? Like, it's my number one priority at the beginning of the day? That's challenging, you know? I don't know. But.
Yeah. Guys, read the Word.
Word.
Yeah. Hopefully this is a contrast to, you know, maybe us always sounding like we got it together.
Yeah, guess we're what? Perfect. Did you not know lying.
That? You know that you're not alone if that's something that you struggle with. Mm. We here with you, brother.
Wow. That, I mean, it's important. Like, we want to be vulnerable with you guys, too. And
yeah, hopefully we don't sound like we're 13 and we're woke. We think we are. Because my biggest fear is coming off as, like,
yeah,
pretentious. So I hope I don't.
Absolutely, yeah.
Try to speak my mind as much as I can. And if I ever say something that's like, yo, hey, Ethan, that is actually really dumb. Let me tell you why you're wrong.
Yeah.
Please feel free to
especially
tell me.
Especially,
I am always, like, willing to learn.
Being behind a microphone and talking about it, like, I have to be more conscious of what I'm saying than, like, when I'm just talking. Even just talking about these things in person. Like, I'm behind a microphone, I feel that it's even more pressures on to just be as accurate as possible.
Somebody's,
you know?
Like, yeah, if somebody has a problem with it, they can't say, hey, let me stop you right there and tell you what I think you're wrong.
Exactly. No,
it's recorded, so, like.
So, please forgive us for mistakes you made. Yeah. Doing our best, guys.
This has been a good convo, boys.
Excellent conversation. Wow. But, yeah, that kind of wraps it up for us, I think. Episode 7 in the books, talking about serious things as well.
Not dead yet.
We ain't dead yet. Nah, not yet. Not yet.
We strive for entertainment here at the Our Show.
Oh yeah.
Media complex.
Y'all already know how we do. Anyways, guys. So, I guess we'll just cut it there. Thank you guys for listening.
You guys are awesome. Leave 5-star reviews.
The dopest.
If not, we will shut down the show and, I don't know, hunt you down.
No, we're not going to shut down the show. We're just going to hunt you down. So leave a 5-star review or sleep with one eye open. And that's all I got to say. Ethan, final thoughts?
My final thought is that I am Ethan Shufflebarger.
And I am George Wall.
And this has been